On the House is brought to you by Yardmax. With their powerful line of outdoor equipment from log splitters, power wheelbarrows, rototillers, power sweepers, snowblowers, and more. Tame the great outdoors. Go to yardmax.com to learn more.
And by Boral True Exterior Siding and Trim. Cut, fasten, paint, done. It's really that easy. Get a free sample at BoralTrueExterior.com and try it for yourself.
Also by American Standard Walk-In Tubs.
Improving comfort and safety at any stage of life.
Visit AmericanStandardDreamBath.com to learn more about a truly remarkable bathing experience. Now, let's get back to the program. Here are James and Morris Carey.
Oh, thank you, Magic Mike, and thank you for tuning into this hour on the House with us, the Carey Brothers.
Yes, indeed, and it's a special edition of On the House. It's a live local broadcast for our friends in Sonoma County on our long, long-time affiliate, and I mean long, 25 continuous years, and in this radio environment, that's amazing.
I want to thank all of you here in the audience for attending today. We really deeply hope that we'll be able to guide you in the journey that you're about to undertake in recovering from this devastating fire. We really hope, all of us on the panel, my brother and I, hope that we'll be able to help you do that. We want to thank the folks who are listening and streaming the program in Sonoma County's on Sonoma County's News Talk KSRO 1350 AM and 103.5 FM. Our viewers on Facebook Live at Carey Brothers. Yes.
And I'd like to say that although we promised that Pat Kerrigan would make an appearance, unfortunately, Pat is ill, as so many of us have been. We send her our best wishes, and we know that Pat is listening. We hope that we'll do a good job for you, Pat. And we hope that you're feeling better soon. And by the way, if you're listening on the program, listening on air, and you'd like to join us, we are at the Veterans Memorial Building at 1351 Maple Avenue in Santa Rosa. We will be here for 3 hours. You're welcome to join us. If you are here now, and we have quite a number of people in the auditorium, you will have an opportunity to ask questions. There are index cards if you're bashful about getting up. We ask you to complete an index card. One of our team members will gather that, and we'll do our best to have our panel answer your questions.
We'll do our best to be as inclusive as possible, take all of your questions here, given the amount of time we have. And by telephone, if you're listening to the show, 707-636-1350 is the number that you'll call, or you can text us at 800-737-2474 or by Twitter at Carey Brothers.
So why are we doing this? We're doing this because 26 years ago, when the Oakland fire occurred, we teamed up with a number of agencies, and we found that we were able to help a lot of people. When this happened, we reached out to our friends at KSRO. They agreed with us that it was something that we needed to do, so many people have worked. The purpose is simple. It's to lend support in the rebuilding and relocation process by drawing upon the expertise and resources of our guest panelists. And we thank underwriters Rockwool Insulation, West Coast Fire Shield, and PG&E for underwriting this remote broadcast and for making it possible.
And we want to remind you to stay tuned for the Warriors game immediately following our broadcast at 6 o'clock.
All right, our panelists. Now, we'll do 3 unique hours during our program, and I'm going to give you a list of who has made time to join us. 26 years ago, an attorney named Ray Borges, who specializes in insurance settlement strategies, joined us. We reached out to Ray. Ray agreed to be present today. Unfortunately, he is stuck in Montecito, where he is surrounded by devastation. He, however, has sent his son Matthew, who is also an attorney in his practice, who will share with you some of the things you need to think about as regards to settling with your insurance company. Brian Batari is a public affairs representative with PG&E. Brian will talk a little bit about how you get power to do construction, the temporary power that's needed, and some of the entitlement activities associated with new power and utilities for your home. David Gurin is here. He is with the City of Santa Rosa. David, raise your hand. He's the Assistant City Manager and the Director of Planning and Economic Growth on the planning process. Patrick Mullen is Sonoma County's Permit, Sonoma's Ombudsman, and he's going to talk a little bit about the building permit process. We want to know what it's going to take in planning. What is it going to take to get a building permit? How long is the process going to take? What should one expect with regard to fees and that sort of thing? And then, of course, Mark Essick, who is captain of the Sonoma County Sheriff's Department, who's going to talk a little bit about safety and security while rebuilding, and he has some other great things that will be of value to you during this hour of the program. In subsequent hours, we'll be joined by Tony Gossner, who is with the City of Santa Rosa as the fire chief. Tony, building a safe home, we appreciate that. Mike Hogan with Hogan Land Services. He's a land surveyor, project expediter, and he'll talk a little bit about the surveying process, establishing your property lines, which were once your fence location. We knew where our property lines were. There are no fences. How do we go about rebuilding and establishing property lines? Mike can speak to that. What about plans? Elizabeth Suzuki is here. She's an architect. She'll talk about designing your home and even some design that you may need in order to get an insurance settlement. Rick Lopes is the chief public affairs, he's chief of public affairs, rather, with the California State Contractors License Board. Rick has some terrific information and some resources to share with you as regards to hiring a contractor. And finally, John Cherry is with West Coast Fire Shield, and they have some very interesting technology that I know you'll find interesting as regards to making your new home more fireproof and even brush and grass and that sort of thing. So it's quite a panel. We ask you to settle in. If you're listening, please join us at 707-636-1350, 707-636-1350, or by text at 800-737-2474. On the House with the Carey Brothers on KSRO. Stay tuned. The discussion will continue after this.
Struggling to get in and out of the tub? Worried about falling? You need an American Standard walk-in bath with over 20 comfort and safety features, including an ultra-low entryway, slip-resistant floor, built-in sturdy seat, and 44 massaging air and water jets. Call 800-228-4119 now for your free in-home estimate. And for a limited time, get $1,500 in savings, which includes a free American Standard right height toilet. Call 800-228-4119 today.
There are things that a door window screen will always do.
Like keeping bugs out.
Letting fresh air in.
And blending in with your home and style.
But screens will also be there all the time, even when you don't need them or don't want to see them.
So what if it doesn't always have to be that way?
Retractable screens by Phantom completely disappear when not in use and pull into place only when you need them.
Don't let your screens get in your way. Experience screens that disappear.
Experience Phantom. Go to phantomscreens.com today.
That's phantomscreens.com.
It's the first introduction people have to your home. What do you want your door to communicate? You don't have to settle for a cookie-cutter design that looks the same as everyone else's. Simpson offers a tremendous variety of ways to personalize your entry door to fit you. Choose from a wide range of wood species, glass types, dimensions, and door styles and shapes for one-of-a-kind results. You can even start from scratch with your own custom ideas for an entirely unique door. Find your door today at SimpsonDoor.com.
You've heard us talk about how Danco has revolutionized installing a toilet with their perfect seal and zero-cut bolts.
But did you know that Danco's been around for over 40 years helping folks with their plumbing projects?
So whether you need O-ring stem seats or cartridges,
aerator, supply lines, valves, or fittings, Danco has thousands of parts to repair or replace just about any kitchen or bathroom problem.
Look for Danco parts at all major retailers or visit their website at danco.com. That's D-A-N-C-O.com.
Here are James and Morris Carey.
Oh, thank you, Magic Mike. And we are back. It's a great audience at the Veterans Hall. And our first panelist is Matthew Boris. We have worked with his dad at the Oakland Fire, and he was a great help informing those who lost their homes in Oakland about the pitfalls of doing business with insurance companies. I had a very brief chat with Matthew while we were out in the field today looking at the devastation. And Matt and I think a lot alike when it comes to insurance companies. Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that our folks listening need to consider when negotiating a settlement with their insurance company.
Sure. So insurance can be really complicated, and it could be a headache just looking at your policy. But the first piece of advice that I would give you is to actually read the policy. It's really important because you're not on a level playing field with your insurance company, and you're at an informational disadvantage if you don't read your policy. So you really need to understand what's going on. And one of the things that you should look out for is the limit on your policy. So policies typically have limits on the amount that you can recover. So, for example, let's say you've got dwelling insurance, and in your policy it says, okay, you've got a $300,000 limit. What that means is that if you go out and you find out that you need $500,000 to repair your home, but your insurance policy has a limit of $300,000, then you're going to have to foot the bill for $200,000 unless you do something about it. So instead of going out and hiring an expensive lawyer like myself, you could actually take matters into your own hands and negotiate with the insurance company directly, which is probably what you should do. So if you need $200,000, for example, and you look at this limit and you say that it's not enough, then you might ask yourself, okay, why am I underinsured? Why do I not have enough insurance for my property? Is it my fault? Or was it the insurance company's fault? And if you can go back and maybe find some email correspondence with the insurance company, or you have witnesses who can testify about when you were buying your policy, and you can prove that the insurance company, for example, talked you into getting this policy, that they knew you were going to be underinsured, that they knew that you weren't going to be covered for it, and you weren't aware of that, you can negotiate with them and say, look, I didn't know that this wasn't going to cover me. The insurance salesman said that I was going to be covered. Can you increase my limit? I need more money to cover my losses. And they might say, yeah. They might say, okay, yeah, we'll increase your limit so that you can pay to repair your home, which I think is really important. And it's an issue that we see a lot. So when you're engaging in these communications with the insurance company, you really need to keep track of everything that happens too. A lot of times they'll record phone conversations with you. You might want to do the same thing with them. If it's written correspondence, just keep a record of that kind of stuff. If it's digital, that's good. If it's not, if it's like hard letters and things like that, put it in a file cabinet somewhere safe where you're going to be able to hold on to it just in case things escalate with the insurance company and you reach a disagreement and you need to get a lawyer at some point and things get messy. It's just good to have a record of that kind of stuff. And the second major issue that you should consider is, how much do I actually need to repair my home? I just saw all of you raise your hand in the audience and say that you lost your home completely. So people are going to talk about this later on the panel, but you need to make sure that you're actually getting a real idea of what it's going to cost to get your property back to what you were used to. And the insurance company is going to come to you and say, well, we have our own experts, we have our own estimates, we're sending out a field representative to come look at what was lost, so on and so forth. But you really should go out and hire a general contractor yourself to give you a bid. And it's important that you ask for a bid, that it be in writing, that it be a report, so you can go to the insurance company and say, look, this is how much it's actually going to cost for me to get my life back together.
I'd like to add an addendum to what was just said. The insurance company will send a shill out with them, a contractor who gives low prices, and they'll call your contractor a crook. But you stay with your contractor and let your contractor work on your behalf, because your insurance company will not work on your behalf. Do not believe them. Do not let them get a hold of your pocketbook. They're, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of crooks.
I think that the insurance companies have a limit the loss mentality. That is their job. So there's no better advocate for you than you. And I think that as we talk about the design process, you'll find that one of the things that you need to do is forensic architecture, which is to reconstruct what you had in great detail so that you can be... Okay, and speaking of putting things back together, you're going to need power to do that. And the local utility company is represented today by Brian Batari. Brian is the public affairs representative. Brian, welcome to the program. And tell our audience how they, what they might look forward to as regards to temporary power and then the entitlement process and any other details with regard to permanent power.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me. We have replaced all of our overhead facilities that were damaged in the fire. The underground facilities in Coffee Park, Mark West Estates, Larkfield Estates, and Hidden Valley were destroyed and need to be rebuilt. So in the meantime, we have installed temporary overhead power. I'm getting a lot of questions about the power poles you're seeing up in those neighborhoods. Those poles are temporary. We wanted to get some streetlights up for you. We wanted to be able to serve your construction activities and any kind of temporary structures to inhabit on your property. So we are now, with the exception of Hidden Valley, which will be live and energized very soon, we are now able to serve your power needs throughout the fire area. We want to make this as easy as possible for you, give you one point of contact throughout the process. Your first step is to contact our friends at the city or the county, get your permit for temporary power. Then you will go to our website, www.pge.com/CCO, or call us at 1-800-PGE-5000 and get your application in for temporary power, and we'll get that going for you. One important point I want to leave you with in particular is to make sure you're calling 811 or your contractor is calling 811 before you do any kind of excavation. In the cleanup areas, we've had some instances where the contractors are hitting the gas main, and that creates an unsafe situation for everybody. So those of you who are here in the building, we've got some brochures in the back with California excavation law. I encourage especially you contractors in the audience to pick that up so to make sure we're working safely. And have no setbacks while we're in the rebuild process.
Now, Brian, temporary meters will be set up at each parcel so that temporary power can be provided. Is that how it's going to work with the temp power pole?
That is correct. So you or your contractor will set the temporary power pole. We will come out and set the meter free of charge. We have waived those fees to set the meter.
And with regard to gas, natural gas, and utility laterals, in some of these neighborhoods, I'm going to guess that some of the utilities were overhead before with weather heads and that sort of thing, and maybe this is an opportunity for to do underground utilities. Is there a plan for that?
Yeah, so on the let me hit on the gas side really quick. So all of the gas mains are currently pressurized. Your services have been cut and capped either at your property line or at the main. To reestablish your gas service where it was will also be free of charge, and you'll just want to call us when you're ready for that. As far as if you want to alter any of your services, generally speaking, for gas and electric, if everything goes back where it was, it will be free of charge to you. If you'd like to alter your setup, for instance, if you want to put your service underground or it came overhead to your weatherhead before, the difference in cost between undergrounding and what it would have cost us to replace it where it was, that's the fee to you.
Okay. All right, listen, if you're just joining us, the Carey brothers, Morris and James, broadcasting live from the Veterans Memorial building at 1351 Maple Avenue, inviting you to come down if you'd like. If you'd rather, give us a call. Please call with your question at 707-636-1350.
Or you can text us at 800-737-2474.
All right, a reminder that if you're in the audience and you have a question, we have a little more discussion with our panel, then we'll open it up to questions later in the hour. Of course, what may be on your mind is how do I go about getting my plans approved? Who approves them? How long will it take? How do I get a building permit? How much will it cost? These are all important questions. You're in luck. David Guin, who is with the City of Santa Rosa, he is the Assistant City Manager and Director of Planning and Economic Growth. And, of course, Patrick Mullen, the Permit Sonoma's Ombudsman, are here, and we'll chat with them next. As On the House continues,
after this.
A Cali Bamboo floor is a pet lover's floor. Sturdy enough for your heftier four-legged friends, our fossilized bamboo flooring has Jenga scores of up to 5,000 plus pounds, making it four times harder than oak. A 10-coat scratch-resistant finish guards against claw marks, never needs refinishing, and is designed for easy upkeep, so you can enjoy your pup with less cleanup. Order free samples at calibamboo.com.
Good lighting adds beauty and safety. Kichler can transform your home and workspace with light fixtures that perform efficiently, install intuitively, and deliver an overall effect that combines style with purpose. With more than 3,000 on-trend products, including lighting, landscape, and ceiling fans, Kichler is the brand homeowners and professionals know and trust since 1938. Find Kichler products at Lowe's, independent showrooms, electrical and landscape distributors, and online. For more information, visit Kichler.com.
Cliff and Ty have been in our community most of their lives.
We lived in Coffee Park since 1986.
Imagine all they put into their home over a 30-year period, raising a family, the love, the memories, and in one night.
The whole neighborhood, as far as you can see, is gone.
Evidence is mounting that PG&E may be responsible for starting the Tubbs fire. Facing an uncertain future, Ty and Cliff met with a team of local professionals and attorneys.
I just felt compassion through them, and not just suing PG&E, but they had a vision to help people get their lives back in order.
If you have been personally affected by the Tubbs fire, learn about your rights for recovery at upcoming informational meetings.
And it's not even about the money, it's just about taking responsibility if they are to blame.
For details, visit pgelawsuit.com or call 707-237-2445. Gary Morrow of Morrow Archer & Associates LLC is the attorney responsible for the content of this commercial.
Hello, I'm Joyce Tafala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, Santa Rosa. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We'd also like to invite you to visit our book and gift store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of metaphysical and spiritual books, CDs, and DVDs, as well as many gift items for the spiritually inclined. Stepping Stones Books and Gifts is open Saturday through Wednesday. Please call for our hours, 707-546-4543. That's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. You can also visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. That's one word, steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
At K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive, Kate and her team know something. When your car's in the shop, your life's on hold. So their job is to get you going again. From quick, reliable service, repairs, and maintenance, to a loaner car if you need it. And a cup of coffee and a smile when you come in doesn't hurt either. Don't let your car put your life on hold. Visit Kate and the team at K-Tech Automotive and Pauline's Automotive in Sebastopol. And get going again.
Thousands of years ago, human civilization depended on the quest for fire. Since 1960, that quest leads to just one place, Malm Fireplace Center. For indoor or outdoor fireplaces, Malm Fireplace Center has tamed the flame, offering high-quality, beautiful, efficient fires that won't burn your bank account. Satisfy your burning desires at Malm Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at malmfireplacecenter.com.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Partly cloudy weekend today included, high 66, 64 on the coast. A few clouds tonight, low 44, 47 on the shores. Very similar for tomorrow, high 67 then, 65 in Bodega Bay. Monday, cloudy skies at 61, 60 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Here are James and Morris Carey.
Oh, thank you, Magic Mike, and thank you for tuning into this half of this hour of On the House with us, the Carey Brothers. I'm Morris, he's James, and we're at the Veterans Memorial Center here in Santa Rosa, California, with a wonderful audience and a great panel. And before we continue, I want to remind you that after the broadcast here, I want you to stay tuned for the Warriors game coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. And James?
Yeah, now let's continue with the discussion. We're moving on now to the planning and permitting process. We have two terrific guests. We'll go with David Gouin, who is with the City of Santa Rosa. He is your assistant city manager and the director of planning and economic growth. David, thanks for joining us, and I know you have some excellent resources to share with our audience.
Yeah, great. Thank you for having me. We, the City of Santa Rosa and the County of Sonoma, we are committed to our residents and to the community to rebuild as fast and as efficiently as possible. The City Council and the Board of Supervisors over the past couple months put together and approved resources and policy changes very quickly and got those in place to help with this process. One of the things that we did an emergency ordinance similar to the county. Both of us put these in place very quickly, partly to expedite the process, give dedicated service, dedicated turnaround times, establish turnaround times for plan review. No more than 5 days is what we're looking at right now. And also allowed temporary structures to be put on properties. So if you had an RV or a temporary house, or you wanted to build an ADU or a second unit first before your primary unit, that's something that the City Council and the Board of Supervisors put in place to allow you to do. Additionally, we are encouraging second units or junior units to be built on properties, and we're going to help through that process, and we've even reduced fees to make sure that that could happen if that's something people want to do. And finally, we're looking at trying to identify energy efficiencies and things we can do, working with contractors early on to have creative energy efficiencies built into these homes early on in the process. And we're looking for resources and funding to help bring to the table so we can add that the energy efficiencies, add a potentially zero net energy type development into a project at no additional cost and not delaying the project further. So, but that's an effort that's underway, and it's something we're going to need to help from nonprofits, the community, the contractors, everyone to work together to achieve that goal. But that's something we are looking towards. And finally, we did establish a permit center in Santa Rosa, and the Sonoma County is doing the same. We set up a dedicated permit counter for survivors of the fire. It's at City Hall, Room 6. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We've been open for about a month, and we've already seen about 600 people come through that office requesting information. We've already, and I'm excited to announce, just last night we issued our fourth permit. So a fourth permit's already been issued and out on the street. We're excited about that. And one house in Coffee Park is actually under construction already. So it's been very successful. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to
Patrick Mullen. And thank you so much, David. By the way, quickly, why the emphasis on secondary dwelling units? What's the motivation?
The motivation there is before the fire, we had a housing crisis. And so that's something that we want to encourage is additional housing stock for a variety of our community, workforce housing and others. So we want to use this as an opportunity to offer that as an option, reduce costs, and help people get there.
And by the way, this is in keeping with legislation that was signed into law by the governor 1 year ago. And so they're following suit. Patrick Mullen, who is Permit Sonoma's ombudsman, it's your turn to talk about the permit process.
Well, first I would second everything David said. We're, both the county and the City of Santa Rosa are trying to stay on parallel tracks the way we're approaching the recovery. One of the things I would encourage, that we are encouraging all folks to look at, very similar to City of Santa Rosa, is a three-pronged approach to your redesign. One, to make it a more fire-resistant structure by choosing building materials and architectural design that is more resistant. Number two, energy efficiency is critical. Our governor is looking for zero net energy by the year 2020. That's only 2 years away now. So here's an opportunity to get ahead of the curve a little bit through passive solar, through photovoltaic, energy efficient appliances. There's a lot of approaches to go that way. Our permit, our secondary permit center has not been open yet, but it'll be open within the next couple of weeks. We have processed about a half a dozen new homes in the fire burn area. Our fees are going to be much less than they were. We're trying to keep similar to Santa Rosa, and be sure to go to the website. You can Google either the City of Santa Rosa or Sonoma County Fire Recovery. There's a ton of great information there.
Question on permit fees. Half of whatever it is isn't quite clear to me. For a $500,000 rebuild, what's the approximate amount for permits? $30,000, $10,000, $5,000,
$20,000? It will be between, for a house the size you just spoke, it'll be between $5,000 and $10,000. The cost of a permit is based on the square footage of the structure.
Okay. And another question for you gentlemen before we go to a break, and that is, what kind of turnaround? We see the planning and permit and entitlement process taking quite a bit of time these days with the robust economy. There was no problem getting a permit a few years ago when we were upside down. What can our listeners and those present expect in as much as turnaround is concerned?
For the county, we're going to have a five-day turnaround on all plan checks, and it will be an over-the-counter design review for the planning aspect.
Great.
And that's amazing, folks. I have to tell you, that is no small feat, because we're experiencing in areas that we're working in, just for home improvements, that the planning process and entitlement process can take anywhere from 30 days to 9 months. So that's good to hear. Final comment?
Yeah, with the City of Santa Rosa, similar to the county, we're aiming for 5 days. But just as a note, we did our first plan check in 48 hours, and the second turnaround was over the counter. So, again, we have dedicated staff, both the county and the city. We brought in people to dedicate just to this effort, to focus on attention on rebuilding.
Thank
just
you.
As a comparison, we recently got a permit for a 800-square-foot building in Oakland, and the permit fee was $15,000.
The number, 707-636-1350, 707-636-1350. You can text us
at 800-737-2474 or Twitter at Carey Brothers.
Coming up, the sheriff's in town, and the sheriff is going to talk a little bit about, and he's packing heat. We appreciate the fact he's here, and he has some terrific information that you will utilize, and then we'll take your questions here and by phone at 707-636-1350. You're listening to On the House with the Carey Brothers.
Air King is proud to once again be named Energy Star Partner of the Year for 2017. Air King offers a full selection of kitchen range hoods, residential and light commercial exhaust fans, as well as industrial and commercial grade portable air circulating fans with some of the best solutions in the industry, including their newly introduced fresh air machine. Air King is your source for total home ventilation. Go to airkinglimited.com to learn more. That's airkinglimited.com.
The probability of a serious house fire may be low, but the potential consequences are huge. In addition to smoke alarms, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Rock wool, stone wool insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Made from basalt rock and slag, it's a non-combustible product resisting temperatures up to 2150 degrees Fahrenheit, and it won't contribute to toxic smoke or promote flames. Rock wool. What it's made of makes all of the difference.
Struggling to get in and out of the tub? Worried about falling? You need an American Standard walk-in bath with over 20 comfort and safety features, including an ultra-low entryway, slip-resistant floor, built-in sturdy seat, and 44 massaging air and water jets. Call 800-228-4119 now for your free in-home estimate. And for a limited time, get $1,500 in savings, which includes a free American Standard right height toilet. Call 800-228-4119 today. Is your home looking outdated and just plain worn out? Need more space but don't want to move? Been drooling over pictures of those beautiful kitchens and elegant master suites? Well, then it's time to remodel. Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404 to schedule your free in-home design consultation. Carey Brothers Remodeling offers complete design services from concept through construction, tailored to your needs and your budget. Personalized material and product selection. Firm start and finish dates, plus a 5-year written guarantee. Why not start your new kitchen, bath, room addition, or remodel now? Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404. That's 877-734-6404. 877-734-6404. Or visit them online at careybrothers.com. California State Contractors License Number 442880.
If you're a business owner or service provider in the home improvement or construction industry, and you're listening to On the House with the Carey Brothers, did it occur to you that thousands of your potential customers are listening too? You could let those potential customers know about your business or service with an On the House local radio sponsorship. Make On the House work for your business. Find out about local sponsorship opportunities by calling this radio station sales department. It's good advice, and it's On the House.
Hey, this is Stephen Curry.
I'm Klay Thompson.
I'm Draymond Green.
I'm Kevin Durant.
I'm Andre Iguodala.
Hi, this is JaVale McGee.
I'm Zaza Pachulia, and you're listening to KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Sean Livingston, and this is the home of the Golden State Warriors play-by-play. FM News Talk Radio, KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando, and I'm here Sundays, noon to 3, on KSRO.
Here are James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike, and thank you for tuning in to us here at the Veterans Hall in Santa Rosa. And we've had a couple of questions. Are we going to do any more panels?
We're going to talk with the sheriff, and Mark Essick is here. He is the captain of the sheriff's department. Mark, thanks for being here, and you have some information that you'd like to share with our listeners.
Yes, we do. Thanks for having us, James and Morris. We really appreciate you being here. A few points I wanted to cover from the sheriff's office is that although we don't have any formal role in reconstruction, the sheriff's office is here for you and our community to provide security. So a couple of the ways we're doing security right now is in the areas that have had devastation and subject to fire, we have upped our patrols. So those of you who live in those areas or are checking on your properties, you should see sheriff's deputies in those neighborhoods doing extra patrols, looking for anything that's out of order, just checking on you, checking on things that are happening there. Second, once construction begins, we know that we're going to have a lot of tools, we're going to have a lot of materials in those neighborhoods, so we will continue to be there for you during that reconstruction period. The absolute worst thing that could happen is if we have burglars and thieves coming in and stealing all the stuff that you guys are trying to rebuild with. So those are really important to us. And one thing I also want to touch on with you that we didn't really expect as car removal. I think many of you have recognized that we have thousands of cars out there. Many of them burn beyond recognition. It's very difficult to get VIN numbers or license plates off them. So the Sheriff's Office has been involved in a team with California Highway Patrol, Santa Rosa Police Department, and local permitting folks, and we are out there trying to get those cars removed and doing it the right way. We have to try to get VIN numbers so that we can notify DMV that the car has been junked. But a lot of times what we're seeing so far in cleanup is those cars are an impediment to cleanup. So we're really working hard to get those cars out of there. And finally, the Sheriff's Office will be hosting some neighborhood meetings in the next few weeks. We're coming to you. We'll be in your neighborhoods. Look for some postings on our Facebook on Nixle. Coming up, we will be in the neighborhood to have meetings with you to address your concerns, primarily about security now and security during rebuilding. And please follow us on Facebook and on Nixle for updates. We keep those things updated very regularly.
All right. Thank you, Captain. And some questions now.
Maria here in Santa Rosa. Will it be any help for will it be any help for infill? Will I be getting any help for infill? It's very costly. We were asked $15,000 for 18 yards of soil. The going rate for fill dirt is $55 a yard, and this is a little over $100 a yard. So you're dealing with a crook. Take your time. Secondly, you might want to speak with your insurance company, because as the excavation has occurred, your lot may be lower than it previously was. It may have been graded down for the demolition. That's not surprising in that the foundation has been removed. So in pretty much every case where a foundation has been removed, your lot is lower than it previously was, unless fill has been brought in. What I saw out in the subdivisions was not that case. Fill doesn't look like it's been brought in.
So
I would go to my insurance company and get that fill along with my contractor. You need to get a plan drawn, and you need to get a contractor to set up your temporary power with PG&E, to get your permits from the building department, to get a plan and specifications so that you maximize your return from the insurance company. The process starts in planning. It doesn't start in trying to fill your land up right now. That's you're too early on that. You got planning to do first.
And by the way, you said $55 a yard. This quote is about $900 a yard.
No, 15.
15,000.
Oh, it's about $900 a yard.
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody's out of their head. That's a crook.
So anyway, that's question one. We have to take a brief commercial break. When we come back, more answers to your questions.
For the local news you need, depend on KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
Well, we're at that stage of the recovery process where the filing deadline for property damage loans and for individual assistance has passed.
Right.
So SBA wants to convert that disaster recovery center, because we provide the low interest loans to help not only businesses recover, but homeowners and renters as well.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
You know, there's nothing like sinking into a luxurious hot spring spa, especially if it's in your very own backyard. Hot spring spas are the number one brand in the world, so you know there'll be a hot tub to fit your home and lifestyle perfectly. Vacation in a hot tub every day with your own hot spring spa from the Hot Tub Store. 5 locations in Santa Rosa, Vacaville, West Sacramento, Rockland, and Folsom. And online at hottubstore.com. The Hot Tub Store. Every day made better.
Terms vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in the North Bay Area? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the North Bay Area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. The North Bay Area is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text HOUSE to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Text HOUSE to 82,000. That's HOUSE to 82,000.
New year, new opportunities at the North Bay Job Fair, January 23rd in the ballroom at Grayton Resort and Casino. You'll have a chance to meet 50 companies. The North Bay Job Fair is part of our ongoing effort to help rebuild the North Bay, and it's underwritten by Exchange Bank and Catholic Charities. Bring your resume and be ready to be hired on the spot. The North Bay Job Fair, Tuesday the 23rd, 3 till 6 at the Grayton Resort and Casino Ballroom. Get to North Bay jobfair.com.
Tune in every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. for Dr. Walter Tom of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on KSRO's Ask the Expert show. Dr. Walter Tom can help create the body you've always wanted with laser body sculpting, skin regeneration, laser and vein therapy, and other specialized treatments. Look younger by Monday with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO's Ask the Expert show every Thursday on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
Here are James and Morris Carey.
And we're back. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, I've got a question here. Who will remove my vehicles? My insurance wants to know if it can bring in a tow truck and remove my cars. This is from Peter in Santa Rosa. Sheriff.
So certainly you can remove your own vehicle from your property. We do want to help you out with that, though. So the sheriff's office will be glad to come out and meet with you. We need to fill out what's called a junk slip. And a junk slip is basically a very short form that we record the VIN number and the owner's name, and then we turn that into DMV for you, because the worst thing that could happen is 6 months from now you get a registration bill in the mail trying to bill you for a car that you no longer own. So we do need to account for that VIN number being junked. So we would be glad to help you with that. Our task force that we're working on is actually actively working neighborhoods right now. Some of them are working with contractors, but we would be glad to work with individuals as well if they choose to do that.
Hang on to the mic, Sheriff.
Okay.
Kevin in the county writes, this is for you, does the procedure for car removal also apply to trailers?
Yes, so anything with a VIN number on it. So that would be a trailer, that could be a travel trailer, a utility trailer, anything that you would register through DMV, we can help you out with that.
And this is one for Attorney Borges. I have been offered a 75% advance on my personal property settlement. The language doesn't specifically say that I will never be asked to supply an itemized list of the property lost.
I would advise you not to sign something from the insurance company unless you really know what they're offering and what you're going to be bound to. If it's fishy business, stay away from it. Maybe have an attorney review it himself. As I mentioned earlier, you're not on a level playing field. You don't have as much information, as much knowledge. You don't have an army of lawyers like the insurance company does. You should be very cautious when you're interacting with them on this kind of stuff. Maybe get the advice of a lawyer. My dad and I founded a website called insuranceconsumers.com, providing free information to help you out with this stuff, free consultations. Send us an email.
Yeah, I would be wary.
The insurance company wants you to use their bid. If they can give you a check and then build the house and then give the bid to you as a settlement and you accept it and the contractor accepts it, they're happy as clams. However, it goes the other way. You get a contractor, get a good design, and go to the insurance company. Let me tell you what happens. My cousin's store burned from a small fire. And I got a call from him, $6,000 from the insurance company. I bid $127,000. He got $97,000. He could have got the $127,000, but he was in a hurry. Another cousin, flood in the back bedroom, $3,000. I bid $37,000. The insurance carrier's representative came in, the adjuster, and called me a liar in front of the customer. What was the settlement? $37,000. The insurance company is there to do their best to not give you what you deserve. And I never had an insurance situation any different than what I've explained to you.
All right, we've got about a minute left. This is for you, Brian, with PG&E. Deborah in Santa Rosa writes, PG&E's put up poles all along Parker Hill Road, and they've put up power transformers all along Parker Hill Road. Why won't they go underground?
That is the temporary power that I spoke of earlier in the segment. So the underground electric facilities in that neighborhood have been destroyed. So we want to, when we go back and rebuild them, we want to only dig once. We want to get us in there, the telecom, the fiber in there all at once. That takes some planning and working with the city and the county. So those are temporary poles that we are still able to have streetlights and to serve your construction power.
Very good. A reminder that the discussion will continue for 2 hours. If you're just joining us, Morris and James Carey on the house with the Carey brothers on the road. We are broadcasting from the Veterans Memorial Building, 1351 Maple Avenue in Santa Rosa. You're invited to come down and join us for the discussion. We have a terrific panel. You may telephone us with your question at 707-636-1350 or text 800-737-2474.
Or Twitter, Carey Brothers.
We want to hear from you. And by the way, the entire program will be a podcast so that you may listen to this. It will be available to you both at KSRO.com and at OnTheHouse.com. And finally, all of the resources that our panelists have offered, websites and information, will be available online as well. Thank you for your participation. Thank you to our panel. You're listening to On the House with the Carey Brothers.
Here are James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike. And we are broadcasting live from the Veterans Hall here in Santa Rosa with a wonderful panel of local dignitaries who have been disseminating a terrific amount of information, a great audience here. And I know that from the texts that are coming in that we have a great audience over the air today. James, we have some more speakers this hour.
We'll continue to answer questions. We're going to draw upon the expertise of our panelists. We have some excellent panelists this hour. By the way, you may connect with us by telephone at 707-636-1350.
Or you can text us at 800-737-2474. Or you can Twitter us at Carey Brothers.
The discussion will continue. Now we'll move on to fire safe planning. We're going to talk a little bit about surveying, finding your property markers, making sure that you build on your property, don't infringe upon your title or someone else's. We'll talk about the design process with Elizabeth Suzuki, who is with Sutton Suzuki Architects, and how forensic architecture will come into play in the insurance settlement process, and also the Contractor State License Board and Rick Lopes, who is Chief of Public Affairs. The Contractor State License Board is a tremendous resource, has terrific online resources available to you. And I should mention that Mike Hogan is with Hogan Land Services, and he'll talk about surveying. So let's start things off with the fire chief.
Before we go to the fire chief, I just want to comment. I want you to understand that everything that we're talking about here today is an insurance company problem, from locating your property lines to leveling your grade and building the house and the temporary facilities and the permits and all of that, and complying with the fire code and the building code and all of that. The insurance company is responsible for that. Don't think that anything here is being suggested outside the confines of that. There are some minor exceptions. We'll talk about that over the next couple of hours.
Chief Gosser.
Chief.
Hello. Thank you for having me. This is a great opportunity to speak to you and everyone else about what's going on. So for us, the rebuild process, we do look at the current building codes, the current fire codes. And anyone, I will tell you that the city of Santa Rosa works very closely with the county, so we try to have the same standards. Every locality can have different standards, but that's confusing for the end user, for us, right? So meaning you, when you try to build a house in Santa Rosa, it might be different than in the county. So we try to make those standards and codes the same. And we've done that very well with on the fire side. With that said, there are some, every house that's going to be built whether it's in the county or the city, will be held to the new code standard. So that means if you live in the wildland urban interface, your house is going to be built to that standard of 2008, which is going to include hardening of exterior, boxed vents, attic vents are going to be different. Your roofing material has to be certain compliance measures, so it won't catch on fire. It's a little more fire resistive. Doesn't mean it won't burn, but it's a little more fire resistive. Sprinklers, things of that nature. Every house that's going to be built from here on out will have to include those protections. And those protections are for us. So if you live in the county where you have some space, you want to have the defensible space. The defense of the first 10 feet around that house, you want to make sure nothing really can burn. We're finding that wood fences are part of the problem. So fences, the wind comes and goes, the fence catches on fire, and that fence acts as a wick. So if you have a fence that runs right into the house, it'll run right into that attic and burn the house down. So if you're going to have a fence in between houses, then have a metal gate. That is one thing that you can do with that. The other thing is, real quickly, I will touch on emergency preparedness. We need to be prepared for everything, not just wildland fires, but everything. You can go to srcity.org and look up emergency preparedness. We have all kinds of information. The county has all kinds of information. srcity.org Rebuild also has some great information.
Phenomenal resources online. Yeah. I have to tell you, you folks have the resources. We thank you. One quick question. As part of the rebuilding, is there a construction technique that requires a drywall at the exterior under wood siding? Are you familiar with that particular?
I have just become familiar with that in the last couple of days.
Because we're doing that in the Oakland high fire zone.
Right. So that's above and beyond the code, right? So what we're going to hold you to is the code. But you absolutely can go higher than the code.
Thank you, Chief. Yeah. All right. Mike Hogan is a local land surveyor. The company is Hogan Land Services. Mike, what should our listeners know as regards to the rebuilding process and specifically with surveying and property lines?
Well, just let me say it's a privilege to be hanging out with you guys again. And we're right here in town, as most people know, and I've lived in Sonoma County my entire life. So when it comes to surveys, there's a lot of variability. It's based on how recent the record show where your property lines are. So there can be a variation from $1,000 to $5,000 just for a simple boundary survey. So the thing to do is to call my office or one of the other surveyors in town and get them to do some research for you and find out exactly what it's going to take to rebuild your house. Or, I mean, not to rebuild your house, but to do your property lines. We've been helping people figure out what their next steps are now for a while. We've probably helped hundreds of people so far. And they come in, and there's no obligation, no charge. We work down a flow chart with you, and then at the bottom we come up with a plan, and then it lets you know where you can go for your next steps, whether it's surveying, civil engineering, structural stuff, or anything that you need to do the rebuild. So you guys can anybody can just stop by. There's no obligation, and just find us at HoganLS.com, and we'll go from there, whether it's surveying or anything else.
Most of us look at our perimeter fencing as our property lines, and that may not always be true, but that's the way we look at it. And as we surveyed the devastation, we saw everything gone. So property lines need to be reestablished, and I would think that that's got to be one of the first things that need to be done. And I also have to think that the surveying cost is an insurable cost that is part of the entire package.
Absolutely right. Okay. Insurance companies.
So this isn't something that you dig it into your pocket for and say, well, I have to have this done. This is a cost that's part of the overall estimate to put your home back together. It is what you are entitled to.
That's a very good point.
Okay, makes sense? Very good. All right, we're going to take your questions at 707-636-1350. You can text us at 800-737-2474.
Or you can Twitter us at Carey Brothers.
Coming up in our next segment, it's the next step. And there are two steps. One is design to recreate what you had, whether you're going to build the exact home. Maybe you loved your footprint, it was perfect, you want exactly what you had. Or maybe you want a different configuration. As Morris said earlier, step one is to recreate an as-built. Where were the electrical outlets? Where were the light fixtures? Where was the furnace? Where was the, what kind of baseboard did you have? What kind of doors? What kind of hardware? The cabinetry, counters, appliances. What photographs? Do you have any photographs? What can you remember? And have a design professional help you reconstruct that, which will help in your insurance settlement. Then you'll need to engage a design professional to create plans and submit them to the building department so that you can rebuild. And we'll have that discussion coming up after the break with Elizabeth Suzuki and Rick Lopes with the Contractors State License Board.
More on the house coming up.
Here are James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike. Welcome back to the Veterans Hall here in Santa Rosa. A couple of more panelists will now speak to you.
And we're joined by Elizabeth Suzuki. She is an architect with Sutton Suzuki Architects. Elizabeth, thanks for being part of the panel, and share with our listeners what they need to think about as regards to what you do.
Thank you, James and Morris, and thank you for having me here today. Architects can help you as in a general way, as being sort of a project manager and helping you through, guiding you through, consulting you through the process, coordinating with consultants. Instead of you making all the individual phone calls, you could work with an architect to speak to the surveyor, the geotechnical, the structural, sometimes even the insurance. I've played that role as well, certainly. That's the general role. And then in specific, as has been mentioned, obviously we do drawings, and we can do forensic drawings. And as complete of a set as you can, as we can put together, it will help your settlement. So toward that end, we work with you to try to walk through each room and reimagine and remember all the components that went into that room, go through it bit by bit. It's really no different than if you decided that you did want to build a new home, and we take you through step by step. So we would do your drawings so that they replicate what you had, and then if there are any changes that you want to make and aren't able to make, then we would obviously work with you on that as well. Codes have changed, and materials have changed, or they may not be available. So those are really important aspects that we can bring to the project, that we can advise on code changes and material changes. And just kind of taking you from very beginning to moving you actually into your home.
Liz, two questions. I know that there are typically two things that architects do, and one is to design and engineer the home, and the other is to manage the project, mm-hmm. to manage the contractor and all the elements of the rebuild mm-hmm. in conjunction with the drawings. Typically, there are two different prices based on the two different choices that consumers have with regard to your service. Can you relate those prices as a percentage of the build or in dollars so that the audience will understand what they're looking at in cost?
And to drill down on that, one, I'd like to look at forensic architecture so that as people look to create something that can be bid by one or more contractors to submit to their insurance company, what can they expect to spend? Because forensic architecture is not going to be as complex as the rebuild drawings. What can they expect to spend on that in a range? And also for rebuild drawings, what should they consider for that investment as part of their estimate that goes to the insurance company?
It's hard to answer that because there
will, I know it is.
There will be such a variety, but the couple that I've looked at so far, and I have gone from these two projects are at both ends of the spectrum. The forensic, it depends on what we have to even start the process. And again, I have been dealing with two ends of that process. So a rough number would be perhaps 5% of the construction cost for forensic.
Okay. And for the rebuild?
Again.
Generally.
Yeah, generally. Let's say 10-11% of the construction
cost.
Okay,
very good. That gives you some idea.
And for the management?
Pardon me?
Do you find...
That's actually part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're traditional.
Okay. Yeah.
Understood. Thank you so much. All right. The Contractor State License Board is the division of the California Department of Consumer Affairs. It's the first level of defense that we have as consumers as regards to dealing with contractors and specialty trades, and we are joined at our broadcast location by Rick Lopes, who is the Chief of Public Affairs for the Contractor State License Board. Rick, thanks for joining us.
James, good to be with you. Morris, thank you, and thank you to KSRO. We appreciate the opportunity. Now, I'm sure we're about an hour and a half into the show, so we're halfway through, and I'm sure for most of you here in the room or those of the fire survivors listening, it probably feels like you're standing in front of a fire hose just about now. There's a lot of information coming at you. So what I'm going to try to do is make this really simple. I'll just overwhelm you if I talk too much about it, but the resources that are available when you're ready to look at it. So the website is the most important thing. So our website is www.cslb.ca.gov. For those of you here in the room, we have educational information brochures with our address there. Go there. You will find everything from videos to help you through it. You'll find all kinds of information. So I would just encourage you, anything I'm going to talk about here, there's this information and plenty more, and I would encourage you to use that. The main things I do want to cover in the few minutes that we have is a new website feature that we just launched this week. And actually, one of the challenges you're going to have is to try to find a licensed contractor. And the question often comes to us, where do I start? Well, this week we launched a new feature, which is called Find My Licensed Contractor. What you do is you go there and you can input either a city or a zip code, the type of contractor. There's over 40 different types. Most of you, if you're looking for the rebuild, it'll be a B, which is a general contractor. You can put in the city or zip code and a B general contractor, hit search, and you will get a list of all the licensed with active licenses in the local area that you're searching for. So that's a good place to start. From there, you can begin your research. You can click through to that, to what is actually their license information, which is the second important point. You want to do background checks and make sure all of the contractors that anybody you hire is properly licensed by the state. And a term you want to be looking for is their license is active. It means it hasn't expired. So there's three ways you can look up a contractor, either by their license number, which is the best way, because if you have two different companies that are ABC Construction, you don't want to get them confused. So the best way is by their license number. You can also look up by the business name or possibly by the personnel. If you know who the president of the company is or the head of the business, you can search by their name. But when you look on our website, you'll find that information. You'll find their address, a phone number. You'll find what their classification is. So let's say that you were looking for somebody who was an electrician and you saw on the license that they're licensed to do plumbing. There's a disconnect. So that's something you want to ask. You don't want to hire a plumber to do that. So you want to check there. You also have information about their workers' compensation insurance, which is critically important. You want to make sure if they're going to have workers on your property that they're properly covered with insurance, because the worst thing that could happen after everything you've gone through is that they're going to come back to you because their worker got hurt and come back to you to pay for their medical bills. So do those kinds of things. Get bids from at least three different contractors. Check out that license status. Make sure they're the ones pulling the building permits. Don't get them to talk you into pulling your own permits.
Yeah.
They'll say you can be an owner builder and save it. That puts all the responsibility for passing inspections on them and not you. So you don't want to do that.
Rick, yeah. Do we see a lot of, traditionally what happens is we see outsiders just converge on an area where there's a disaster and they come from out of the area. Are we seeing that here?
We are, and actually we saw it very early on. I was up here the first weekend after the fires, and I got passed on the freeway by a car with Florida license plates with a pickup truck and ladders on the back. Yeah, so our education has been there. If somebody gets caught in this disaster area contracting without a contractor's license, they can be prosecuted as a felony, and the district attorney has said they are going to be very aggressive. We've caught a couple of people already, and they're going to be facing felony charges. So we would urge you, if you do come across any of these people, get the information, get a hold of the Contractors Board. We'll definitely go after them. We're doing regular sweeps and even planning undercover sting operations.
And finally, Rick, we have about 20 seconds. We understand that some contractors in the state of California are taking payback from, or they're taking income checks from people out of state to use local licenses, state of California licenses.
Yeah, you do want to be careful. When you have them come out, you want to ask for their pocket license. Contractors are required to carry that pocket license with them. It has their license information. If they have a salesperson working for them, if it's a home improvement project, they need to be registered with the contractors board.
Very
again,
good.
Go to the website. All the information's there.
Excellent information. The discussion will continue on the House with the Carey brothers after this.